We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is 8:22 and it's Friday. We've made it to Friday. It's St. Patrick's Day. Let's see. John Hancock is here wearing his forest green today.
It's the only piece of green clothing I've had on the St. Patrick's Day in probably 20 years.
And Michael Kelly is here wearing several different shades of green.
Absolutely. It's the one day where fashion doesn't matter. You can just throw on some green and it's excused because you're Irish.
Yeah. I have no green on because I literally own no green.
Yeah.
It's not a good color.
I better get some green, and then I just forget.
Yeah, what can you do? My mom used to put these little buttons on us when we were kids. It would say, like, kiss me, I'm Irish, and stuff. She advised me not to wear them today. She thought I might get canceled.
Yeah, you don't want to be a man randomly kissing strangers in this day and age. Not a good look.
I don't know if kids still pinch in school, do they? I make sure my kids
not.
Have green just in case.
Yeah. Right.
And don't wear orange, just to be weird. Let's see. Where should we start? We can start at the very beginning.
It's a very fine place to start, yes.
Well, we've got a bit of an issue in our banking system. I imagine that this is going to become a campaign issue, John Hancock. We already have the state's new auditor. Auditor. Is it Vivek? He's the
treasurer.
Mm-hmm. Going around the state. He was here, the St. Louis Fed, taking a couple swipes at the president that, you know, this lands on his doorstep. So I guess they can move off the woke virus for a while.
Well, it's hard to say. But, I mean, this is an issue. And, you know, it's a difficult decision on how you're going to protect investors that, you know, if you've got less than $250,000 in the bank, you're covered under the FDIC. So it's those investors that have over $250,000 that are getting rescued here. The bondholders and the shareholders are coming out with nothing of these collapsed banks, and that's as it should be, I suppose. But if the government's going to guarantee all of the money in all of the banks, it's going to make the banks less profitable entities, and I think may further destabilize, you know, a big chunk of our economy, which is the banking industry.
Yeah, I'm not sure I understand all the ramifications yet, but I can't help but think this feels a lot like 2008. First, we found out that the Bank of Silicon Valley failed. And then later that day, we hear Signature failed, and we've been told that it's been contained. Then we find out the Swiss bank fails, and now we find out this Republic Bank is failing, and that the I just wonder if we're done here. It feels so much like 2008. In terms of it being a political issue, there's no doubt it's going to be a political issue. But I think everybody ought to tread with a little bit of peril here because I think there's going to be blood on everybody's hands in terms of regulation and deregulation of these banks. And, you know, there's no doubt about it. We have some uber banks that are too big to fail. I'm thinking of J.P. Morgan and Bank of America who are now bailing out Republic. This is a part of the deregulation scenario that we put in place in the 80s, and it continues, and it's got me extremely scared. I don't know that I have an analysis yet because I'm not sure we're done.
Well, in 2018, there was a rollback of some of the banking measures that would have done like a stress test for the banks. That was done away with. There's calls now for that to be put back in place because of what's going on. What do you think of that?
Well, absolutely. I think, well, they said in 2008 that there were going to be movies and books written about what we were going through. And I think that the same thing may be said about the next week or so that we're living through. But there's no doubt about it that a magnifying glass is going to the banks because there's not an appetite in this country to continue to bail out billionaires. And, you know, and I hear what John's saying that, you know, that the banks are in this spot where, you know, everybody's taken care of. But if you're a small business owner, an HVAC operator, Having $400,000 or $500,000 in the bank sounds like a lot of money, but it's not. You may have that just so you can afford your product that's coming in from China. We've got a real quagmire here.
Yeah, and the problem, the regulatory issue may or may not have been the driver here. I don't think we know that yet. In fact, Barney Frank, the author of Dodd-Frank, was on the board of Signature Bank. And so I don't know. The regulations could be a factor.
Interest rates
have certainly been a factor. And, you know, the thing that to keep in mind here is that SVP Bank, or SVB Bank, they were all tech heavy. And some 90% of their depositories were tech companies. And that was a mistake because you've got to diversify. Just as you have to diversify your personal investments, banks need to diversify their depositors.
All right. Well, before we run out of time here, I guess we have a minute left so we can ram this in. Ron DeSantis, who obviously is gearing up to run for president because he has a book out and was in Iowa, is running very strongly on anti-woke. But he kind of got smacked down, Michael, by some other Republicans making comments that were very not supportive of Ukraine. So it's kind of unusual, isn't it, for somebody to be smacked down by fellow Republicans?
And this is a scary part of what's going on inside the Republican Party. This is a party that used to be, I mean, this is a party of Ronald Reagan. You know, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. And now they're saying, you know, that this is just a minor infringement of border issues. We're going to see this play out in the Republican primary. And unfortunately, what I think is going to win is this isolationist movement inside the Republican Party, which is a complete abandonment of their principles and their savior, Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, I think it's a mistake to walk back from Ukraine. If you let a thug like Putin just go in and take territory, he's not going to stop at Ukraine. He's going to probably head to Moldova next. And at some point, you're just begging for American troops over there. And the reason we're supporting Ukraine is so they can defend themselves. And somebody needs to articulate that policy. I'm concerned about where the Republicans are headed on this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.